Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
So I guess Alec Baldwin shot some monkeys or something like that. It's one more thing.
Jeez.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
I was just scanning the material here.
That was like my headline that Joe Biden has retired and Tom Brady's being investigated by the FBI. I'm sorry I got that backwards. Alec Baldwin, I don't believe, shot any monkeys.
No, he didn't, although we have an Alec Baldwin shooting that poor cinematographer update. First of all, the curious situation at the Dallas Zoo, which we haven't really talked about much on the air. He had a couple of monkeys. And these are funky monkeys, too. You seen pictures of these monkeys?
No. I was just picturing regular, run-of-the-mill monkeys.
Oh, no, 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 sir. These monkeys are, they're unbelievable. They're just, one monkey's got to, it looks like it's got like a, like it won that international mustache contest. It's got just a wild-ass mustache. It's like white, and then it's multi-hued, longish fur. It's got like gray and brownish and reddish fur. It looks like it's wearing an incredibly expensive fur coat with its award-winning mustache. But so anyway, you got a couple of monkeys stolen from the zoo, but that's just the latest thing to happen. They had an enclosure cut open and a clouded leopard, which is a beautiful beast. Speaking of beautiful beasts, got loose there for a while.
I looked it up. That's a damn good-looking monkey.
Oh, you know, hell yeah. If I was going to have a monkey, it'd be that monkey.
If I walked into your house and you had that like perched on your couch, I'm not sure I would even know it was a monkey right off the bat. What the hell is that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's a wild-looking beast. We'll post a headline or a link rather at armstrongandgetty.com if you want to take a look at it. But so on January 13th, this female clouded leopard disappeared for several hours. Leopard, not leper, prompting a code blue alert at the zoo, which indicates you got an animal out of its habitat.
Code blue, run for your life.
That's worth knowing. If I'm walking through the leisurely walking through a zoo eating a giant pretzel and I hear code blue. Maybe seek shelter.
Well, they say that's for a non-dangerous animal out of its habitat. I don't know much about clouded leopards, honestly. It's not a huge beast, but I would think, I mean, like a bobcat's a very small-ish cat, and it could rip your face off. But anyway, what do I know? So this leopard was later found uninjured, but a suspicious tear was found in the enclosure. Next day, similar cuts found the fencing of a habitat for langur monkeys, which are less, they're not nearly as handsome as these other monkeys we're talking about. Then later in January, an endangered vulture died in unusual circumstances that seemed unnatural and suspicious. So something weird is going on in the zoo.
Some one of those weird animal rights activists, you know, I'm going to glue myself to a Van Gogh painting type people, are trying to let animals out. That's what
they glued
happening.
Themselves to one of these fuzzy monkeys. Go ahead with clip number 11, Michael. This is a reporter.
Two missing monkeys have been returned to the Dallas Zoo. Zoo officials, in a now deleted tweet, saying they were thrilled and the pair is being evaluated. Police acting on a tip were led to an abandoned home about a half hour south of the zoo. They reportedly found the monkeys in a closet. Earlier this month, a clouded leopard escaped. The fencing around its habitat had been cut. The animal was found nearby the same day. The zoo's enclosure of the langur monkeys was also discovered cut, but none escaped.
I don't know why her serious voice talking about monkeys is just...
You know, that's funny. I found that, like, weird and off-putting, too.
The monkeys were found. All right.
Do you reckon somebody stole the monkeys and then didn't know what to do with them, so found an abandoned house and put them in the closet? Or were they, like, living in that house, squatting, and yet had a yen for stealing some monkeys?
Monkeys escaped on their own and just thought they wanted to live a suburban lifestyle. Look, we got a Chili's and a Best Buy right around the corner. There are good schools, I understand.
Nobody's living here. What the hell? Let's move in. Let's see. Oh, here's an unnamed monkey expert. 12, Michael. Hello. Yeah, if you find
there's
it convenient to do your job, that'd be really
some
helpful for us, Michael.
Want to keep
if you could just go ahead and
is
do your job during your work hours, sir. What? What are you saying?
I just couldn't hear the clip. You were talking.
Well, I was upbraiding you. Now play the clip.
There are several markets for this type of monkey. Some is just for people who want to keep them as pets, and the other one is people who want to breed them.
Like, wow. They make love to the monkeys, or they want to breed the monkeys to have a baby monkey?
That one. Mm-hmm. That one. I don't think they're monkey blankers. Although, geez. I don't know.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Speaking of suspicious characters, an update we didn't get to on the whole Alec Baldwin thing. This is Chris Van Cleve of CBS News.
These new charging documents lay out a chain of events where prosecutors say there were multiple opportunities to avoid tragedy. Now, these documents allege that Alec Baldwin missed the required firearms training before filming began. He was given his own training session on the set of Rust, but the documents say Baldwin was distracted and talking on his cell phone to his family during the training. Video and pictures from around the time of the shooting allegedly show multiple instances where Baldwin had his finger on the trigger of the gun.
No.
Baldwin has claimed he did not fire the weapon, but an FBI forensic review found the trigger had to be pulled for that gun to fire.
Man, if they got video pictures of you walking around with your finger on the trigger, I mean, the most basic, the first thing, by the way, like the first thing they teach you with guns is to keep that that trigger finger straight alongside of the side of the gun. And everybody who's got a gun, I mean, you just do it reflexively because you've done it so much. I can't pick up a gun hardly without having my finger like that. So he clearly paid no attention to the training whatsoever if he was walking around with his finger on a trigger, even with toy gun.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's doing shots of bourbon while you're driving. I mean, that just shows an utter disregard for any level of safety.
I was doing that one time and shot a hole in the bottom of my buddy's truck. We were out in a field. We weren't on a road, but we were out in a field. Allegedly hunting. Drinking heavily. And I had his rifle resting on my foot, and we went over a bump.
Ooh.
I had the barrel of it resting on my foot. I'm just holding his rifle. We went over a bump, and it went off somehow. Luckily, didn't change my life forever by blowing my foot off. And just shot a hole through the bottom of his truck. So we got out and crawled under the truck and tried to see if it did any damage. It was going to leave us stranded out in the middle of nowhere. And it did not. Just had a hole in his car.
What's the time frame here? Was this last week?
It's Tuesday night. No, many, many, many decades ago.
Oh, okay. I'm just clarifying. It wasn't clear from the story.
God, no. No, that is the stupidity of youth and inebriation.
Yeah, I tell you what, anytime I actually have my finger on the trigger of a firearm, it's, well, anybody who's done it understands, like, all of your vital signs go up. I mean, it's a different thing. It's like stepping onto the field of a sports game. It's just different. And the idea that you're casually lolling around with your finger on a trigger is just so utterly unthinkable to anybody with any firearms training.
Especially if we're a, like, 60-something Manhattan liberal. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems odd.
Yeah, you know, I said it's like doing shots of bourbon while you're driving. That was a good enough comparison, but it's more like walking around your house with an open flame. You got a burning torch, and you're just walking through doorways and leaning over in your closet to get a hand towel out of there with the torch just burning, and you know, almost catches the towels, and then you walk out and it almost lights your ceiling on fire. It's so incredibly dangerous and foolish, you can't believe anybody would do it.
Well, he could be in big trouble, huh?
Oh yeah.
Have you heard anybody say he's not? Because all the legal experts I've heard have said he's in trouble. If he was my client, I would be concerned.
Yeah, I have heard nothing to contradict that. Yeah. And if at trial they showed a bunch of pictures of him, you know, like I was describing, going around with his finger on the trigger of a gun. And then he says, yeah, I took the firearm training. He was talking to people on the phone while I was trying to show them the safety.
Yeah, obviously that makes it even worse. But even if you didn't have that, the fact that he's the, you know, the buck stops with him at the company and he hired this person that clearly wasn't doing the best job since they were using live rounds to practice and then use the same gun on the set and all that sort of stuff. He's ultimately responsible for that. But then you combine that with the fact that he was paying no attention. Wow, he's in trouble. How about that? Yeah. Alec Baldwin, world's sexiest man at some point in the 90s. One of the biggest movie stars in the world is going to be sitting in prison over, well, and this poor woman's dead. You can't remember. Yeah. Can't forget that. But just sitting in prison for maybe the rest of his life since he's
Alex
old.
Alex Baldwin.
Well, there you go. A dramatic reenactment. And finally, speaking of questionable characters, we gave too short a shrift to the George Santos story. He was interviewed on OAN, I guess, about his lies, but how he turned over a new leaf, etc. Start with 21, Michael. We'll go from there.
I thoroughly apologize for lying about my education and embellishing the resume. I've made that very, very clear. I've said I was sorry many times. I've behaved as if I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm deeply sorry.
Roll on.
I don't think lying is excusable ever, period. Right? There's no circumstance, especially if you're legislating for the American people right now. So what I might have done during the campaign does not reflect what is being done in the office.
Hilarious.
What I might have done? See, that's a liar talking. That's somebody who's trying to start to cloud the waters a little bit.
And about acting like
who did what? We could play the blame game.
And acting like running for office. I mean, come on, lying. But not now that I'm a legislator. No, no, of course not. Well, he's a weirdo. He gets some sort of thrill out of lying to people, and he has to tell bigger and bigger lies to continue to get his thrill. And now he's getting a thrill by lying about this. How do people not understand that?
23, Michael.
I can guarantee you that from now on, anything and everything is always going to be above board.
Sure.
It's largely always been above board. I'm just going to go the extra step now to double check, cross reference everything.
You're going to go the extra step and cross-reference, because that's what you failed to do, right. The cross-referencing.
I forgot to double-check and cross-reference whether or not I was actually a volleyball star. I didn't. I should have gotten out the old yearbooks from the college, right? And thumbed through to see if my name was on the roster.
Wait a minute. Not only did I not play volleyball for this college that I claimed, I've never set foot on the campus. I'm glad I cross-referenced that and did the extra step. What the hell?
Who was interviewing him, and why didn't they follow up with those sorts of questions? Is that what led to the misstatements on your resume that you filled out? The fact that you hadn't cross-checked whether or not you'd attended that university, or whether or not your mother was killed in the 9/11 attacks? You didn't cross-check that or go that extra step to nail down whether one of your own parents died in the 9/11 attacks?
I should have gone that extra step and cross-checked down there at the memorial in Manhattan. That would have been a good thing for me to do.
Oh, yes, my God. Michael?
It was OAN, that small little network.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he chose wisely.
Asked about lying about his diploma, 24.
I'm just going to say, look, it was a bad decision, poor judgment. I felt the need to do it because I thought that without a diploma, I'd be looked down on and less than the other people.
Right.
I failed to cross-check.
If he'd only claimed that he graduated from some college, in this modern, weird, if you didn't go to college, you can't work here. I don't like it. But that other stuff is crazy town, though. Your mom was killed in the 9/11 attacks. All right.
Yeah, wow. That is that's the heart of crazy town. That's downtown crazy town.
Right.
Well, supposedly they found a house with four monkeys in it. Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, Michael Dins. Okay. It's a bad joke.
It's a decent joke 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have cross-checked it.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% 20% off today.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.